he spends his mornings alone.
And with ridiculous stories that only he can find.
It's Jay's World of the Wacky, the Weird, and the What?
With Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
Hello, Jay.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The holidays can be a little stressful. There's one city in California that's trying to help with this.
All right.
In Glendale, they have some new street signs up. Because there aren't enough street signs out there.
Always need more.
This one is part of a Word on the Street campaign by a guy named Scott Forshower. There are 20 messages in all. They're placed at strategic points around the city. They've consulted with the city council. They say things like, relax, breathe, do your best, and grow.
Oh, just affirmations everywhere you go.
Yeah.
Very good.
It's like Stuart Smalley is right there in the passenger seat with you driving around town.
Colleen, how would that make you feel? Do you feel just even more relaxed hearing that?
No, I feel like that's just somebody else telling me what to do. Like, don't tell me to breathe.
Right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Don't tell me to relax.
No.
Oh, no.
I hear you.
Those are famous last words telling your lady to relax.
Right.
I know what I need to do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, and also, if I'm cut off by somebody and I'm irritated in traffic, I see that sign and all I think is,
relax.
I am going to beat you with that relax sign.
Right. Yes.
At Chick-fil-A in Georgia, there is a restaurant offering a reward for some help to catch a burglar. Somebody stole a catering van from them a little over a week ago.
What a delicious sounding catering van.
That is a tasty crime. They're offering a year of free fast food or free food at Chick-fil-A to anyone who can identify the person. They have a grainy surveillance cam photo. Free food for a year to anyone who can identify the suspect.
I mean, how fast would you turn me in?
Super fast. I don't even think you did it, but I think I can connect enough dots to make you guilty.
I'm going to use this for leverage, I think. If I know, I'm going to contact him. Look, I know who it is. Uh-huh. I can get your van back for you. Here's the rub. I'll take my free food, but I want to be able to get it on Sunday.
Ooh.
How bad do you want your van back?
I want Sunday option.
Yeah. Raise the bar.
And
yes,
finally, the double-edged sword of a lifetime here. Any man who's woken up and heard, I had a dream about you last night and you were cheating on me.
Yes, always fun.
What do you always say? Dreams aren't real.
Right.
I'm not
going to
be held responsible for things that happened in your dreams. Now a Virginia man has won a $100,000 lottery prize. The winning numbers, he says, came from his wife's dream. Way to go. Thanks, bud. You're a huge
help. This is why you pay attention when we're telling you. Because dreams are real.
Well, I have a question. Why didn't she just play the numbers that she had dreamt about?
Why would she tell anybody about it? Well, to prove the point.
Hey, relax. Breathe. Right?
Grow.
Thank you, Jay. That's Jay's World of the Wacky, the Weird, and the
What?
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the Morning.
Star, Winner 2.5.